Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupo, StonePerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, I am outside walking along a street. You hear a bunch of noise, cars. Hopefully you can hear me good. Want to bring a teaching to you today, and this is what came of our last preach, both at a music concert of some so-called Christian guy, and a so-called men's conference where we preached at in the morning and then in the afternoon. And this topic came up. Let's talk about this. The topic was, beating addictions is not the gospel. Beating addictions is not the gospel. Yeah, let me explain to you why I want to cover this topic. It came up a lot, like I said at this last preach. First, let me give you a scripture verse. Ready? 2 Corinthians 11:4. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive another spirit which you have not received, or another gospel which you have not accepted, you might well bear with him. All right, so he's talking about false gospel, false spirit, and false Jesus. That's all over the world in churchianity and other places. So what we see often as we're doing ministry is we see unbiblical, carnal, heretical, worldly people that claim faith in Jesus. And oftentimes when we witness to them, because they have beat some major addiction, drugs, alcohol, porn, something like that, because they've beat that, they believe that they're good to go. That becomes their gospel, all right? And they will say, oh, I'm good. I beat this 20 years ago, and I'm no longer addicted to it. And so I know God loves me, and I'm good to go. And they make beating addictions their gospel to eternal life. Now, I'm going to explain to you what I think is a great danger of this and kind of where it comes from. First of all, it's true. We should not be under any addictions. 1 Corinthians 6:12. All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. So Paul is talking about don't fall under the power of things that are going to control you. I get it. Drugs, alcohol, porn, that'll all destroy your life, right? So I want to be clear. I'm all for beating these addictions and not having them in our lives, of course. But I want to explain to you what I see are like the three main dangers and big issues with this mindset of making beating an addiction your gospel and your path to eternal life. Let me talk about the three main points here, okay? Number one, there are so many so-called Christian organizations that have sprung up to help people with their addictions. And their sole focus most times is beating addictions. You got your Christian AAA groups, or Christian AA. You got all types of drug rehab groups, and they all got a name Christian on them, and they all preach a half gospel, three-quarter gospel, quarter gospel. And what happens is, it's not sometimes, all the time, they focus on those sins alone, those addiction sins. And they're not well-rounded with the true gospel that calls you out of the world into holiness and new life and sound doctrine. They're not well-rounded at that. So what happens is a person who then overcomes that which was killing them, maybe drugs, alcohol, whatever it may be, porn destroying their life, when they overcome that, they believe now somehow, and they do it in God's name, they believe somehow that they have like made it in the faith and salvation because of overcoming this one sin, but they haven't. It's really just the start. We'll get to that a little bit later. They have so much further to go, but they're not trained to go further. They're not told to go further. They're not encouraged to go further. They're not rebuked and told you've got a lot further to go. Nope. They're all praised and said, great job. You beat that addiction. And they stop right there. And they usually send them to a church system. And they end up worldly and carnal and lost in lots of other sins. Interesting. So that's a big problem. These groups that focus on addiction sins, when they really need to be focused on the gospel and then the fruit of it, a holy, biblical, obedient life that leads to salvation. Does that make sense to you? Jesus said this in Matthew 23:23, talking about keeping and walking in all of God's ways. He said, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees and hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought ye to have done, and not leave the other undone." What's Jesus saying? Keep everything God told you to keep in context for you. Those were Jews. They were supposed to be keeping Torah. They should have been keeping it, right? Not leaving anything undone. These people with their addiction, when they beat it, they leave a whole bunch of other stuff undone. And we'll talk about, I think, why they do that. We'll get to that in a minute. So obeying all of what God has for us in context is important. It's part of the fruit that we know him. Jesus also told the rich man, I'm gonna do a teaching on this one. One thing you lack. Yeah. Mark 10:21. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, do you notice Jesus corrected him because he loved him? It wasn't mean-spirited to correct him. He loved him. And he said, one thing thou lackest. One thing. Go that way, sell whatsoever thou hast, give to the poor, thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come take up thy cross and follow me. Interesting. And we all know the story of that. The man couldn't do it. He couldn't do it whatsoever because he loved his stuff more than he loved God. So we are to always be striving in our obedience, in our walk, seeking after salvation via Christ till we die or till he returns. Makes sense, doesn't it? Second thing I see is a big problem. So first one is that addiction programs that focus on just beating addictions. They don't even teach them about all the other sins. There's over 1,050 commands in the New Testament. Yeah, there is. Next one would be people with addictions, and once they beat them, they believe those addictions were the worst sin they had, and often it's because it like affected their entire life. They're gonna lose their job, their wife, go to jail, drugs, alcohol, things like that. And now they'll say, well, it's over with. I did that. They lack a sound gospel. They lack doctrine. They lack holiness. They lack a desire to seek the kingdom. And they are wrongfully told, usually by churches and these addiction groups, that they've arrived. Yeah. Congratulations. You did it. Like as if that's the gospel, beating your addictions. You were never supposed to be addicted to in the first place. Beating your addiction, all you did was get back to the standard of soberness where God created you in. No great thing to be proud of, although getting out of addictions is a good thing. So that's what we hear. We'll hear over and over again, false testimonies. We don't hear, I repented, I was born again, I was made new in Christ, and I'm obeying him in holiness, seeking the kingdom, Matthew 6:33. No. The testimonies we always hear are this. Oh, when I start witnessing to him, don't tell me about God. God spared me from drugs or alcohol 15 years ago. I cried out to him. He took my desire away, and I've been clean for 15 years. And I know God's going to take me to heaven because he loves me, and he took care of me with my drug addiction. They treat that like it's their gospel. You see my point here? Hope I'm making it clear, because we see this over and over and over in this drug-addicted world. And then these ministries trying to help these people think the end-all is getting them off of drugs and alcohol. Well, that means they'll have a better life here on earth. But helping people get off drugs, alcohol, porn, whatever they're addicted to, doesn't mean you're going to have a better life on earth. No. Or excuse me, doesn't mean you're going to make it to heaven. You may have a better life on earth, but you're not really loving people unless you think of what? Their eternal destination. Does that make sense? Yeah. Paul said this about arriving. Ready? Philippians 3:11. Hopefully my voice will hold out. It's been a long, long weekend of a lot of street preaching, and it was awesome. Hopefully my voice will hold out. Philippians 3:11 through 14. if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have attained already, or already attained. Either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I might apprehend for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I love that. Paul hadn't arrived. I don't tell people I've arrived. I'm striving. People say, are you perfect? I'm not perfect, but I want to be perfect. I'm striving to be mature and perfect. So remember those things. Paul talks about that. We haven't arrived yet. You beat an addiction. You haven't arrived yet. In fact, it's just a beginning. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And the third point I want to make. Some of these all kind of blend together, but I think they're three main points. Ready? Pride. Pride comes in because of this accomplishment that they've done, and it creates a false gospel, a false sense of security, and they become an abomination. Let me explain it to you. So when people that have beat a big addiction, they've been a drug addict for 20 years, then they beat it. What happens is, I'm talking about people that have faith and God has helped them to do it, right? They get this great pride that they're like special in God now, that God had great favor on them, that somehow they're above everything else now. They're like a prophet that God has his finger on, but they're not living like a prophet. They just beat one thing. And they get great pride over it, not humility. No, these people don't get humility. I've never met one that's humble. They have great pride because of what they've accomplished. And they loosely give God some credit for it. Let me give you some examples of what I'm talking about. I've had people who are living in massive sin, worldliness, and false religion, and they even admit it. And when I witness to them, you know what they'll say to me? Hey man, I was a drunk for 20 years. God saved me, took away my desire for it. I know I'm going to heaven no matter what. Don't be telling me that I need to do anything else. And they get mad. Yeah. If you even hint that they're in a false church or they're living worldly, they get really mad at you. They got great pride about what they've done beating their addictions. One man even said to me, ready? You're demeaning my beating alcohol. That offends me. Well, I didn't demean it at all. I just told him it wasn't the ending, it was the beginning. And I was praising God that he beat it, but that he's got to go much deeper, go further, go stronger, go harder, go more holy, more obedient, more perfection. He didn't like that one bit. Ready for this one? I've had multiple men, ready? Open their wallets. When I start witnessing to them, they go out, stop. Open their wallets and show me a picture of them in jail, or when their teeth are all missing and they were skinny or whatever, when they were on drugs. And they go, look at me then versus now. Look at me now, I've cleaned myself up. God help me, but I've cleaned myself up. Don't tell me about God, I'm fine. I know where I'm going to heaven. They don't care about the gospel, they don't even know the gospel. They're in false religion, they're in the world, they're into paganism. They probably have other addictions that they don't think are sinful, like hunting and fishing is one example. I met one man, he said, I replaced hunting and fishing with my alcohol. Well, his life on earth is probably gonna be better because he'll always have something to eat, right? But those could be his idols now, right? If he doesn't plug Christ in, put Christ in place. Yeah, and these people, they all walk away offended and saying, I'm going to heaven, don't tell me. They don't wanna hear about Christ's work. They don't wanna hear about glorifying and honoring God. All they want is people to, that's what these false ministries do. Praise them for beating their addiction. You did it, you're so wonderful, you're so good. They all get together and have their self-help groups, but they don't go deeper into things of God. Pride will be their great fall. Proverbs 6, 16 and 17. These six things doth the Lord hate, yea, seven are abomination unto him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. Yeah, I've been preaching this a lot. A proud look. If you dress up to be proud looking, think you look good, if you drive a fancy car and you think you're something, if you think your accomplishments, whatever makes you puffed up about yourself, you have a proud look or a proud attitude, you're an abomination to God. You're like a sodomite. You're an abomination unto God. So I like to remind people about that. So pride is a big issue too. So those are the three main things I think create this false narrative of a false gospel. That would be these false addiction ministries. That would be their unbiblical ideas about overcoming sin, a big sin, and still living in a bunch of what they think is a big sin. And then pride that comes in. I've done it. I've beat it. I'm not the same anymore. Even though they only left one sin, when they got a whole bunch of sin, they still haven't dealt with. What this happens, what this does, it's sad, it truly puts them in a place where they are no longer able to hear the gospel. They're not open to it. They don't even want to see, be corrected, or walk closer in the things of God in holiness. They don't even want to hear it. They want to hang on to, I beat my addictions. That's one thing they know they did. And it's going to be to their own demise. So what I always have to tell these people, because I love them, I got to tell them the truth. I always tell these people that hell is going to be filled with a bunch of sober people. Ponder that. Yeah. Because see, they think, oh, my big sin was drugs or alcohol. But hell's going to be filled with a bunch of people that never did drugs and alcohol. Yeah. And they don't like that. They don't like that one bit, but I got to tell them that. So in love, the truth is hard for them to hear, but it's got to be told. Beating addictions is a good thing to do, but it's not the gospel to eternal life. It's not your path to forgiveness. Christ is that path, his death, burial, resurrection, his shed blood. And your repenting of all your false ways to him, your new life in him, then to walk in holiness and obedience, coming out of all the other sins and enduring in the faith, that's the gospel to eternal life, not just beating your drugs, your alcohol, your porn, whatever it is. Jesus told this story about two men. I love this. Luke 18:11-14. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus to himself, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much his eyes unto heaven, but smote his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. 14. I tell you that this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalted himself shall be abased, and he that humble himself shall be exalted. Yeah, it comes down to humbling yourself, knowing you were a drug addict, a grave, grave sin against God. And then when you leave that sin, getting prideful about it, you should just be thankful that God let you live long enough to walk out of it. But to get prideful about it, like I've accomplished it. Hey, I've had a man tell me this, ready? A whole bunch of my friends have died from drugs and alcohol, and I'm the only one that's come out. He had like this great pride about it. Again, there's that pride issue. So we have to remember that it's loving to tell these people the truth, to set them straight on their addiction beating. It's not the gospel. If you have addictions, or you have beat them, or you know people that have them, you got to let them know beating addictions is a good thing, but it's not the end of the story. Remember, I said this, it's the beginning. It's when you start walking with Christ, now sober-minded. It's only the start. Then how we act, talk, live, dress, who we associate with, what we preach, how we spend our time, how we spend our money, everything falls under the lordship of this glorious Savior. We are bond slaves to him. He's purchased us with a price. And we're his. And that should be the desire of our heart. Does that make sense? I hope it does. So, last point here. Remember this old word of wisdom. I heard it as a kid a lot, and it's true. Ready? It's not how you start. It's how you finish. You know, that might be a worldly saying, but in a roundabout way, that's exactly how it is in the kingdom of God. Because pretty much all of us started out as fallen, sinful people, born into a sinful world without any hope. And then Christ comes into the world to seek and save the lost and save sinners. And then we find him. He finds us. And we repent. We're born again. Now the race is on. The striving is on. The endurance is on. And how we finish makes all the difference. If you're a drug addict or an alcoholic or addicted to porn and you beat that, but you don't finish well in all the other things of God, you're going to die and you're going to lose your soul. It's not how we start. It is definitely how we finish. Matthew 10:22. Those who endure to the end will be saved. So ponder that. If you know people that have addictions or have beat addictions, you got to help them through that. These false ministries and even the media and everybody around them is telling them, oh, you've overcome so much. Yeah, they have. Many people have overcome many things that weren't addictions. People have been sexually abused. People have been put in prison wrongly. People have been born with health issues. Everyone has something to overcome. Jesus said in John, 16:33? Rejoice, I've overcome the world. We can overcome in Him. We got to overcome everything, not just addictions. And I hope this teaching has brought some light to that for you, because you probably know someone, you might be someone, or you will know of someone that deals with addictions. And I hope that was edifying to you. And praise God, my voice held out. And I'm going to go rest it. I hope you check out doperish.com. Check out all our resources. Thousands of articles there. Our daily journal in Van Dwelling Life to edify you. Street preaching, teaching, audios, sisters, material. We love God. We love our neighbor. Let us know how we can help you in the faith. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. Repent and obey the gospel. May God be praised.